Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 15, and we are coming in hot. We are absolutely coming in hot. The lovely Rita Sanchez has pulled out to a 4-point lead over D. She has 141 points. D has 137. I'm in third with 136. Rob Adams, friend of the show, 113. And then Danny Butler, 103. Two big weeks in a row for the lovely Rita Sanchez. Let's see if we can close the gap a little bit. Thursday night. Amazon Prime, the 7-6 Los Angeles Rams go into San Francisco to take on the 6-7 San Francisco 49ers.
I'm taking the Rams.
I am taking the Rams too. I think that the Niners are just too banged up, and the Rams put it to the Bills. They put it on the Bills. So we're going to see if they can make a move and get to the top of the NFC West. Sunday. 1 o'clock. The 5-8 Dallas Cowboys go into Charlotte to take on the 3-10 Carolina Panthers.
I'm taking the Cowboys.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm going to take the Panthers. Bryce Young's playing better. I think they might have something this week. And the Cowboys aren't exactly world beaters. I know they're getting healthy, but Cowboys gonna cowboy. Just got a feeling that the Panthers are gonna take this one. The 12-1 Kansas City Chiefs go into Cleveland to take on the 3-10 Cleveland Browns.
I am taking the Chiefs.
How about them Chiefs? It's going to be closer than we think. I think the Cleveland defense still has pride. And J-Mo will throw for a few tutties. It's going to be one of those...
To both teams.
Well, you know. Over under 4 total touchdowns. So, that's J-Mo for you. And it'll be another one where it's just like, how the fuck did they win that game? They shouldn't have won that. How the fuck did they win that game? The 6-7 Miami Dolphins go into Houston to take on the 8-5 Houston Texans.
I'm taking the Dolphins.
Me too. I'm not liking how the Texans are trending. They've definitely kind of flattened out from last year. A little sophomore slump from CJ Stroud will definitely do the trick. Tua's back. Hill and Waddle are back. Jonnu Smith is now featuring in the offense a little bit. So, I think the Fish are going to start making some moves. Boy, do we really need to talk about this game? The 3-10 Jets, 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 Jets go into Jacksonville to take on Mac Jones and the 3-10 Jacksonville and Jaguars.
They got to win this game, right? The paper planes got to win this game. I'm going with the paper planes. They got to win this game.
CBS Sports have them favored 76-24. Hold your nose and take the Jets. Because it's, you know, that's bad. This is really fucking bad. And, ugh. The 8-5 Washington Commanders go into the Big Easy to take on the 5-8 New Orleans Saints.
Commies.
Taking the Commies as well. The Saints are not fully dead. They're only mostly dead. So, not this week. But the Saints are still kind of hanging around. The Commies will take this one from them, though. The 8-5 Baltimore Ravens go into MetLife to take on the 2-11 New York Football Giants in the DNZ Bowl.
And I will be there.
Oh, shit.
I will be on the 50-yard line. If anybody wants to come over and say hi, they can come say hi to me. Might be signing some autographs in the parking lot. Not sure yet.
Go for it.
I am taking the Ravens. Tommy DeVito will be starting at quarterback for the Giants. So
I plan to head home
around the start of the fourth quarter.
Jesus Christ. Like, they really don't want people to come.
Drew Locke is in a walking boot. You can actually get tickets to this game for $1. Tickets on StubHub and stuff for $1. People are just not going to this game.
Yeah. Well, Gil reached out to me. He sent me a picture. He's like, I can't go. I got 2 tickets plus parking pass. Wait, let me know if you're interested. I'm like, dude, no. I already made plans to go.
You're paying me to go? That's the only way I'm going. I'm not going. I'm not paying to go to that game.
Dude, I am so glad
I'm only going because my friend's son asked me to go. If my friend asked me to go, I'd have said no. But my friend's son asked me to go, and I was like, all right, I'll go. Okay, I'll be there.
The guilt of children.
Hell no. 30 the guilt degrees, of children. Might rain.
Ugh. A week before Christmas? Like, No.
9 days, yeah.
So, you want to guess the win probability for that matchup on CBS Sports?
5%.
5%. Zero. He is 100%. It is 100% certainty that the Ravens are going to win. Come on. Jesus.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I mean, what are the chances that Tim Boyle gets play? I think he's going to get some burn. I really think that Tim Boyle is going to get a chance to play.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter.
Derrick Henry's going to have like 146 yards rushing and like 2 touchdowns.
This is going to be embarrassing. So fucking embarrassing. The 5-8 Cincinnati Bengals go into Tennessee to take on the 3-10 Tennessee Titans.
The Bengals, because the Titans can't even beat the Jaguars. Good Lord, man.
Yeah, I mean, what do you expect? You can't beat Mac Jones. You're going to go against Joe Burrow? Get the fuck out of here. No way. And the Bengals, again, they're not out of it yet either. So, watch this space. Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into The Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 3-10 New England Patriots go into Arizona to take on the 6-7 Arizona Cardinals.
Cards.
Yeah. Drake May is going to have a day, though. But the rest of the team around him is just not where they need to be. The Patriot way, this ain't. In the Peyton Manning Bowl, the 6-7 Indianapolis Colts go into the Mile High to take on the 8-5 Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos are good, man. The Denver Broncos are good. They play defense. Taking Denver.
Bo Nix is going to have a day. Bo Nix will have a day. Broncos big. Potential game of the week here. The 10-3 Buffalo Bills, off of the loss to the Rams, go into Detroit to take on the 12-1 Detroit Lions.
Lions.
I agree. But this is going to be... This is going to be a knocky-draggy. This is definitely going to be... a physical game. And we're going to see what Josh Allen can do against that defense. Because the Darius Smith is coming. Yeah, there's no Hutchinson, but there's still plenty there. Even though a lot of guys are missing. They didn't skip a beat in Detroit. The 7-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers go into SoFi to take on the 8-5 Los Angeles Chargers.
The Chargers.
I will take the Chargers as well. It'll be close. It'll definitely be close. Baker will have a good game. But in the end, Chargers will come through. Big day for Dicker the Kicker. The Battle of Pennsylvania. The 10-3 Pittsburgh Steelers go into Philly to take on the 11-2 Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles.
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. I think the defense is going to play. The only question is, how's Russ going to do? Just good enough to win, I say. Your Sunday night special. The 9-4 Green Bay Packers go into Lumen Field to take on the 8-5 Seattle Seahawks.
The Packers.
I'm taking the Packers as well. Tough affair. This is a good matchup. So, I can see it going either way. If it does play out the way I think it's going to play out, we're going to have a kick at the gun. And this late in the season, I don't know why, but we have a Monday night doubleheader. Whatever. Monday, 8 p.m., ABC, or ESPN+. The 4-9 Chicago Bears go into Minnesota to take on the 11-2 Minnesota Vikings.
Sam.
Skull. Yeah. This is not going to be close. And your Monday Night Delight Part 2. 8:30 p.m. ESPN and ESPN Deportes. The 6-7 Atlanta Falcons go into Vegas to take on the 2-11 Las Vegas Raiders. Are you kidding me? 2-11, week 15, we couldn't do anything about that.
Falcons.
Yeah. Like this, both of these games, like we're gonna tune out. Like we're just gonna go do something else. Because this is what you put on. These are the games. We couldn't flex these. We couldn't do anything about that. We couldn't move Steelers Eagles to Monday night. Like that'd be interesting.
Ooh. That would have been dope.
Yeah, we couldn't get out of some of this shit because we have 3 sub-500 teams in Minnesota. Yeah. Bang-up job there. Really bang-up job. No teams on a bye. Fantasy playoff time. Adjust your rosters accordingly. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.